In this session, we are focusing on what not to do when it comes to female authority, leadership, and public life. This area exposes many men because it reveals how much of their masculinity is rooted in Christ and how much is still rooted in ego, fear, insecurity, or female approval. There are four common dangers we need to name clearly: intimidation, flattery, dismissiveness, and shrinking back. First, intimidation. This happens when a man feels unsettled by a woman's strength, confidence, intelligence, leadership, beauty, public speaking, or influence. He may not say that out loud, but inwardly he feels thrown off. He becomes nervous, overcareful, defensive, or quietly resentful. Her presence makes him feel smaller, so he either withdraws or reacts. But intimidation is not humility. It is often insecurity exposed. A woman being gifted does not mean you are being diminished. Second, flattery. Some men do not react to strong women with hostility. They react with over-eagerness. They become overly agreeable, overly praising, overly attentive, or unusually anxious to be approved by that woman. They may say yes too quickly, laugh too much, compliment too much, or create an odd emotional energy in the relationship. That is not honor. That is approval hunger. Flattery is often fear dressed up as kindness. Third, dismissiveness. This is one of the more damaging responses. A man feels challenged by a woman's competence, so he tries to reduce her. He interrupts. He becomes curt. He minimizes her contribution. He explains obvious things to her. He treats her ideas with extra suspicion. He finds small ways to reassert control or superiority. Dismissiveness may look calm on the outside, but underneath it is often insecurity defending itself. Fourth, shrinking back. Some men simply disappear around female authority. They stop speaking naturally. They avoid eye contact. They become vague, hesitant, and withdrawn. They tell themselves they are just staying out of the way. But what is really happening is that they have lost inner steadiness. A confident, organic man does not need to do any of these things. He does not need to be intimidated. He does not need to flatter. He does not need to dismiss. He does not need to shrink back. He can live in truth. Colossians 3:12 says, "Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion, kindness, lowliness, humility, and perseverance." Notice that humility matters here. Humility lets a man live in public life without making everything about himself. He can let a woman be strong without reacting as though his own identity is now under threat. Here are some warning signs. You may be drifting into disorder if you replay conversations with a strong woman because you feel embarrassed or threatened. You become sharper or colder around female leaders than around male leaders. You overpraise a woman in authority because you want to stay safe. You avoid speaking honestly because her presence unsettles you. Or you secretly enjoy finding faults in competent women because it gives your ego relief. That last one is especially important. Some men secretly feel better when a strong woman fails. That is not discernment. That is insecurity enjoying revenge. What helps instead? Identity in Christ helps. Calm self-awareness helps. Role clarity helps. Humility helps. Brotherhood helps. Truthful repentance helps. Learning to honor women without emotional drama helps. What not to do. Do not turn female leadership into a threat story. Do not become a flatterer because you want approval. Do not become dismissive because you feel exposed. Do not hide behind silence when courage is needed. Do not sexualize or personalize public relationships that should remain clean and fitting. Do not use theology, sarcasm, or workplace culture as cover for insecurity. Do not make women carry the burden of your unformed masculinity. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either. He can live and work in public spaces with clean speech, steady presence, and appropriate honor. He can receive correction. He can disagree respectfully. He can collaborate without emotional confusion. He can stand near female strength without surrendering his center. That is dignity. That is maturity. That is confidence around women becoming visible in public life.